But
that's our mood right now with the coronavirus. Things are the way they are.
It's just the way it is.
And they'll never be the same now.
Hand sanitizer.
But you'll always have the Purple Menace podcast.
You'll always have this. We're not going anywhere.
No way.
Billy Wessels, Clint Foster, Chris Gardner in the house today. Threw Chris the curveball and the theme song off the bat. So
yeah, I did. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you were ready for something
it's
else.
Not even Purple Menace anymore.
No, man. Now we're getting topical.
Full Merple Penis.
We're getting topical with the news and
we're hitting culture. We're hip.
Yeah.
We're hip now.
Well, there's not much happening, so we might as well talk about how we've survived the last week without sports. Today was supposed to be the first day of March Madness.
Oh god.
Today is Thursday.
March sadness, right? Man.
Yeah, yep. Super sadness.
Who March would y'all sadness. Have picked to win it all?
Besides TCU?
Well, they weren't going to win at all. The women might have.
Yeah, there would have been a chance.
The women at least were going to be a 5 or 6 seed and had a shot. The men weren't going to make it.
I probably would have. I like Dayton a lot.
I wish I could have seen Dayton and Baylor play in the tournament.
Yep.
That probably would have been pretty deep in, though.
Because you wouldn't have caught me picking Baylor to win at all.
I want to see them play because I knew they would have lost eventually and it would have hurt everybody.
Yeah. Obi Toppin.
Oh, that's who I wanted
that's
to see.
That's the kid for Dayton. I would have liked to see him get some real time with him.
Exactly.
I probably would have stuck with Kansas.
San Diego State.
I probably would have stuck with Kansas at the end.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't go with the one seed. But the one seed, I think, has won it 3 times ever since 2000. Like the one overall.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because it usually doesn't happen that
way. Yeah, it's usually like a 2 or a 3.
Yeah,
because college basketball
is usually it's a 1, but not the number 1 overall.
Yeah.
So the best team in the regular season is very rarely the best team overall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like last year was Duke, and then they lost. They almost lost to UCF, and then lost to Izzo. I probably would have picked Kansas, but I would like to see Dayton play.
You would have picked Kansas?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, because
Abuki.
Is Abuki?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a throw a stool at your head.
Dunks on everybody.
He's a guaranteed 2 points.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's fair.
I probably would have picked him and Dayton. And I liked what Michigan State was doing towards the end of the year. And you get an Izzo team on the rise.
Right. Yeah.
In the last 10 games.
Izzo team is always dangerous.
And it would have been a 3 or 4. It would have been a sneaky 3 or 4. Maybe Florida State?
This is awesome.
The show?
Yeah, just like, hypothetically speaking.
What's funny thing is, Chris, you and I talked about this a while ago, doing a show where we watch a random game. Now, I actually want to talk to you about this.
Mm-hmm.
You see where NFL Game Pass has every game since like 2009 or 2010 for free you can watch now. We should pick a random game and just watch it.
And break it down.
It happening. So we can look forward to that. We got 2 weeks of nothing happening.
I wish we can find, like, I know if you go on like your iPad or your computer or whatever, you can see like coaches film.
Well, the NFL Game Pass has the All-22.
That's what I want to watch, coaches film, so we can really break it down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because watching TV, you get to miss the wide receivers and the phone and the coverages and all that.
Yeah.
I want to be able to
see
all that.
So we should watch the All-22 of some random Saints games or Bengals games or
I like the way you speak.
Buccaneers games or whatever.
I like the way you speak.
Yeah, so
next week, that's our homework assignment.
Yeah, next week.
We have nothing else to do.
Well, see, Daniel Jeremiah with NFL Network like, said, hey, you should watch this. And if you pick, like, rank your top 10 guys at each position, watch 3 of their games, and then write a synopsis of, like, why they're ranked the way they are.
And you need to watch it in all 22.
You can become a scout. So I'm strongly considering doing that because I think – maybe I could do that.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, I know you'd be a great scout.
We would be a great scout team.
Scout team.
Clint, you can come with us.
Yeah, Clint, come on.
Hey, oh, wow, I'm invited.
Yeah, you're winning.
Yeah, we need 3.
the more eyes, the better.
Yeah.
So looking at the scout perspective, it's weird. We're obviously in a weird time we've never seen before. You went through 4 spring camps, or 3, 4 spring camps.
I went through a bunch.
Is it just 3 or 4? How does that work?
I think I went through all of them.
But I don't know how that works when you're senior, you're done playing. You wouldn't go.
But your red shirt year.
So, how valuable was the 1 week TCU got? Because a lot of schools didn't get that. TCU got the 1 week of spring ball that I don't think Baylor got. I think a lot of
Texas didn't get it.
Texas didn't get any spring practice.
I mean, 1 week is not really.
But for these freshmen, I think it's a good way to dip your toe in and get a little bit of experience.
You know what the problem is? Not being able to do anything right now.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Like the 707 is that's going to be during the summer. That's like Max. Yeah, I don't even want to say, but him solidifying himself as the leader is kind of done. So it would have been done in the spring. You know what I mean? And so that's the only thing that was kind
of
missed.
Well, did you see, I don't know how many of you guys you follow on Twitter, probably a lot of them, but like Jacquez Sorrells was talking about how, man, my mom misses me. I got to sleep in my own sleep in her bed today or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Zarnell was like, dude, you better be up working out.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's hard to kind of judge this because this is unprecedented. It's never been done before, so I don't know how these kids are going to react to this.
Yeah.
They're not professionals.
No.
They're going to be at home snacking on Taco Bell and cheap food because mama's cooking.
This should be week two of training camp, and obviously they're not doing that. Some of them are going home working out. Some of them are sleeping in. Some of them are taking online classes
but
or whatever.
But even if they're working out, they're not working out the level that they would be here. You know what I mean? Yeah, these aren't professionals.
No.
They're not out there getting it like that.
No.
They go to their old high school, work out, kind of joke around with the coaches, and then get out of there.
So what would be, for you, if you were an athlete in the situation, what would be the hardest part of all this?
That part. Like,
the self-discipline. Diets.
Yeah. The self-discipline part. Because if you're going home, you're going to hang out with your old friends. Who are not doing anything? Who are going to be?
Sometimes that's a detriment. That's a big detriment.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that in a good way.
Yeah.
I'm saying what's really happening right now. You're hanging out with what you were doing in high school. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not on that level because they're not professionals yet. So they don't have a trainer. They don't have a chef. They don't have all this stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you're depending on mama's cooking. You're depending on your homeboys. Like, we need this kind of to end and them to come home. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. I do think it's huge, though, that Max was getting essentially every single quarterback rep for that 1 week that we had. I mean, that can only help.
Yeah.
And the fact that we did get that 1 weekend, like you're saying, when a lot of teams didn't, I mean, I can't wait to see how this negatively affects Texas, because you're talking about a vastly different coaching staff that these kids have no familiarity with still.
And honestly, by the time this is over, like, it could be June, could be July, like... Who knows, man? It could just be show up and, all right, you got a game in 3 weeks. Figure it out.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
Yeah, because, like, fall camp's supposed to start.
Like 1950s style.
Yeah, it's supposed to be...
like, hey, welcome to school.
What was the bear for the Junction Boys?
Yeah. Like, whatever. Like, well, he put them through camp.
Yeah, he did. But, like, we could use some of that right now, maybe. I don't know, but man. So that's,
he's like, we're going to run until Blue is no longer thirsty. That was Junction Boys.
That was Junction Boys. I haven't... What have you been watching?
Remember the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Remember Titans or was it Junction Boys?
It was, but I'm saying that was how Bear Bryant did
with
his team.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, but, so I was out there watching Max, right?
Yeah.
His deep ball, it's a thing to be.
But who's catching the deep ball now?
Blair, what's his name?
Conroy.
Blair Conroy. Okay, so that is a name definitely to watch.
The West Texas Express.
I seen a lot of people out there making plays. I seen one out there making play after play after play after play. Blow. Put an eye on Blair. What, how you say it?
Conroy.
Conroy. Yeah. Blair Conroy. All right. I want to make sure I'm saying
it was
right.
Again, this is the guy that I saw when I watched his high school tape. Again, this is a guy from a high school in Lubbock, Coronado.
Yeah.
His mom's was like an All-American women's basketball player at Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Her jersey's literally in the rafters there. Mm. She's a principal at the high school there. And he didn't get offered by Tech, and he came here instead.
Well, that's wild to me.
Wild.
Tech missed out on
wild. And this is a guy that when I watched, I was like, man, this guy runs like the best routes I've ever seen.
His hand.
Yeah.
Now we'll
do anything for hands.
His ability. Like, yeah, right.
But in high school, I watched.
We didn't know wide receivers were supposed to catch the ball. But
it's been a minute.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Josh Dotson, we need. I mean, obviously, you're not going to get another Josh Dotson, okay? So, what you need is another form of that. You know what I mean? That quality of wide receiver. Like,
well, I mean, this Johnston kid could be that. The kid from Temple?
Okay, so I've heard a lot about him. Tell me about him.
I mean, he's just big. I'm looking up his – I'm pretty sure he's – what's his height? 6'4", 190.
Yeah, big frame, high points of ball.
Committed to Texas until 2 days before signing day. Flipped here. Again, I look at him and I could see Josh Dotson. Right? It's the kind of level of athleticism, jumping ability, hands that I see.
We were saying Josh Dotson energy when we did our recruiting show.
Big Dotson energy.
Yeah. BDE.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the potential, and he has to be. That's why I think if there's a freshman who's going to come and make an immediate impact, it's going to be him. All
right.
But do you think it's harder? What position do you think is the hardest to come in and play right away?
Quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for Max Douglas. He obviously.
Okay, the second position, because that is the hardest.
Corner?
Yeah.
maybe not even safety in TCU's defense. Offensive line, you notice we don't have a lot of freshmen.
A lot of that is also the size, too, and getting caught up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's, it's hard to just jump in there and be go from high school guys
never to see that.
Grown, I mean, not necessarily grown men, but on their way
pretty
to being
close,
grown
men. Yeah, yeah,
on their way to being grown men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I'm excited. But I think this draft, this recruiting class, as you see, bro, the first rounders we're putting out first rounders. And remember, I told you Gladney, he's got a chance to be a first rounder.
He's got a chance.
I knew before the season. Ooh. I said, just by the way they're built, by the way they move, long arms. Like, I can, if I watch a guy for a little bit, like Keon, he has a chance. Number two, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He has.
You're
a
high
chance.
On him. You're real high on
he
him.
He has a chance to be. Just because of the body build, the type of athlete we recruit. Also, oh my, Garrett Wallow. Did you see the video of him
doing
the
footwork? Yeah, of
course I saw it. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, he makes me excited. That's
well. Here's the question.
That's
on him.
Your man crush.
Yeah, absolutely. But where do you see him as far as an NFL prospect? Do you think he's a first rounder guy?
Second rounder at least.
Second rounder
for sure.
At least
because he can cover.
Can he cover? That's kind of the one knock on him I've always thought.
Yeah?
As a cover guy, he gets burnt by everybody.
But he makes a lot of interceptions. He needs a playmaker.
I feel like he only made like...
He's that, but...
He's Kiko Alonso.
Okay.
He's Kiko Alonso.
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
That's a good comp.
He's not necessarily... he's not Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
So he's not going to make every... Well, I mean,
he's not beefy enough to be Luke
Kuechly. Yeah, exactly. He's not Luke Kuechly. He's not Ty Summers. Yeah. He is... Who was a playmaker we had at linebacker? Kenny Kane,
Gardner.
Chris, I mean, let's not get the legends now. But I'm serious.
Paul Dawson. It's more like Traven Howard, Dawson, I think.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? That type of linebacker, like a playmaker, and that's what Garrett Wallow. He's a playmaker.
Yeah, right, sign me up for that. Yeah, I'm here.
Exactly right. That's
I just
round.
I just think.
He's a second round talent.
Okay, I'll take it. I feel like I'm arguing against my boy now. I feel weird.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I just try to keep my expectations.
Billy right. might have the woo flu over here.
He runs 42.
Yeah.
If he matches the speed he shows on tape, yeah, you got a second round linebacker guaranteed.
What's weird is like I like coming into the year, I was like, oh man, there's 10 draft picks on this team. We'll probably have 7.
Wait, last year?
Yeah, this past year's team. Because obviously, Gladney, Rager, Blacklock, they could all be first rounders
for sure.
Could all be first rounders.
Lucas Niang.
Vitae. Oh, that's wrong. That's your before. Niang is what I was meant to
Vitae
say.
Vitae got paid.
Yeah, he did get paid.
Shout out to him. Can we shout out to him?
Yeah, shout out.
Okay,
yeah.
Big V, man. Shout out to Big V.
For sure.
Got paid $50 million. I don't know how many years.
Was it 3 or 5?
For the Lions, I know. I can't remember if it was 3 or 5, but yeah, it was $50
million. Yeah, it was either 3 or 5 million. Getting
6 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. It's going to last.
You got more money than me.
It's going to last a good long time. But yeah, man, I think, like, but I was thinking Niang, like, he could be a first round pick. Right. If he was healthy, probably. Cordell Awogwu?
Yeah, he impressed.
He'll be in a mid-round.
I was just about to say.
Okay, drafted
draft,
overall.
Yeah, yeah, for
so
sure.
That's 5. I thought McKinney had chance. McKinney fell apart.
Ah.
That's not true. In his games, if I had a chance.
I just hurt his knee.
Yeah, he got hurt again?
He'll get invited to a camp.
Didn't he get hurt?
Oh, the season. I thought you meant like just now, like rehabbing or whatever. Well, who knows about Pro Day? Pro Day is supposed to be next Friday. They haven't announced
it. That's not happening.
I thought it got canceled
officially. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. not going to happen.
So.
Not going to happen.
Well, the NFL's closed. The NFL shut it down. The NFL shut down.
Oh, they shut down Pro Days?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
So until
any NFL activity is shut
so
down.
So that sucks for a guy like Ennis Gaines, who is a guy who shows up at a Pro Day, maybe does something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Julius Lewis had a slight chance. He's a little undersized, but I thought he would have had a chance.
Not to be drafted. I think he got a chance.
He'll get a camp invite. He'll for sure get a camp invite. Yeah. I feel like there was one more.
I just want to see Roger Goodell go up on draft day wearing a surgical mask. And
well, they already canceled the draft. So.
Jonathan Song?
Wait, they canceled the draft?
So they canceled the whole event in Vegas. They might they're going to do something on those days,
right?
But
they might call you at home.
Yeah.
Have a camera somewhere. I don't know about drafted, but he's like he'll get a camp invite. He missed one kick this year.
Robbed from the Lou Groza Award.
The Groza Award. He's robbed of being a finalist.
Being a finalist, yeah.
He was robbed of being a finalist. There's one guy had crazy, like, was like 50 at 51, and Song was
still
like
should have been a finalist.
Oh, he should have been. Absolutely should have been. I thought like there was one more.
So 10 and 2 down?
Hashtag not my Lou Groza finalists.
I thought 10 and 2 this year. But
yeah, but we know.
So you think 10 and 2 next year?
10 and 2. Now, that's what I said. Everybody's expectations for last year, put them on
this year.
Hey, we got Doug Meacham back, man. We're going to be running good Doug routes Meacham, now.
We have Jerry Keel. That is the most underrated, because really, he's the head coach of the offense.
Yeah.
He, like, so we have a head coach.
He's the GP defense. Of offense.
He is Gary Patterson of offense. Yeah. So Meacham may be running the plays and calling, and him and Cumbie are working however they're working. But Jerry Keel is the head coach of the offense. Trust me, we
so are. So you like it?
We 10-2.
I think we're all on the same page as far as liking the Jerry Keel hire at this table.
Liking is under. Loving.
See, I'm still in the like camp, but you're in the love camp.
I'm in a door.
Adore.
Yeah, I'm
going to
adore.
J'adore Jerry Keel.
I'm down on one knee to Jerry Keel. Oh, the pitter-patter.
Come on.
The like, heart.
We're talking. Okay, so do you remember what Jerry Keel was doing at Minnesota?
He brought him out of being completely terrible.
They were nothing. And then he had that program going.
The only thing that stopped Jerry Keel was literally his own body.
Literally his heart.
He literally his heart. His love for the
game. His love for the game.
Like, that's literally the only thing that slowed him down.
Well, he did good things at Northern Illinois, too. People forget about that.
But Jerry Keel, give me Jerry Keel. All
right. You got him.
I'm so happy.
So you're thinking
Applewhite from Colorado.
Colorado State.
Yep. Okay, you know, whatever.
But running, it's going to be hard to be the next Looper.
What's hard? I mean, running back coach, you can't really teach running backs how to
I started following him.
Looper, though.
I started following him on Twitter, though, and he seems like a really solid guy.
He does seem
like I like him a lot.
They were really. We had a lot of good hires this summer.
Yeah.
So I'm very, or excuse me, this spring or whatever.
This offseason, whatever.
And honestly, off-season. Like with Jerry Keel's role, I mean, honestly, you could put anyone in that role, and it would be, like, good just to have someone hold the offensive coaches accountable.
But
because Coach P pays so little. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to say. You have someone who has some offensive expertise. Stats Award's probably pulling out his hair listening to that. But, like, you know, he has offensive expertise. He has a track record of improving offenses. Hold on, Rona.
Corona.
Now we're screwed.
Oh, no.
Doesn't even matter. We won't get to see him.
Give me a shot. Give me a shot of that.
There you go.
Keep your hands free.
Yeah.
There you go. Corona.
Podcasting
is a visual medium.
Social distancing.
ASMR.
Listen to this.
That's a little hand sanitizer.
Stay at home. Flatten the curve, guys.
Stay at home. Listen to the Purple Menace podcast.
Big V got 5 years, $50 million, by the way.
$10 million a year.
Our boy Sean Payton's got the Corona.
Yes, exciting stuff.
Someone had to be first in the NFL. Yeah.
I was just about to say they keep us in the news in the worst way.
Did he go and touch all the mics though?
Here's the thing. I think he got it from when Zach Randolph pushed off. He used his hands, pushed off, and that's how he got it.
That's definitely
man.
Well, you know, we got
did Zach
Eli
Randolph
Apple.
Travel to China in the last 6 months?
Someone's been probably.
We got rid of Eli Apple.
So. Yeah, I saw he's with the Raiders or something now. Good riddance.
Well, I said Zach Rudolph.
Zach Randolph. I don't know where he's even at now.
Is he retired?
I hope he retired.
Yeah, last time
it's Kyle Rudolph. Kyle Rudolph, not Zach Rudolph.
Who's Zach Randolph?
Zach Randolph is a basketball player.
Grizzlies. Last time I seen
Zach Rudolph?
There is no Zach Rudolph.
There's no Zach Rudolph?
It's Kyle Rudolph.
That's how little I care about
him. Rudolph's a red-nosed reindeer.
Zach Rudolph. He's a basketball. That's Randolph.
Yeah.
Zach Rudolph push-off.
I thought it was Kyle Rudolph.
No, it's Kyle Rudolph. Apparently, everyone thinks his name is Zach, too.
Who knows? He looks like a Zach.
What a weird time.
He looks like a Zach.
What a weird time this is, guys.
Hey, speaking of Rudolph, because I think he went to Notre Dame, you know, Manti Te'o's girlfriend has coronavirus.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ouch. Speaking of also
wait,
former.
Everyone's.
The real one, they never broke up.
She
died in the car crash. She died from the corona. She was coughing when she was at the wheel.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We can joke with someone that isn't real, right? We can do these jokes.
Yeah.
Wait, she died?
Wait, baseball? So then NCAA...
Chris is shifting gears.
There's nothing is going to happen again until...
The NCAA is not letting them have a fifth year.
No, they are. For baseball, yeah.
For baseball and softball,
they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, not for basketball.
For basketball, no.
Okay.
Which I think is fair.
That's fair.
They played 95%
of their season. We weren't winning the
season. Well, yeah, our season was literally
over.
We were literally done. We were the last game people got to watch. Enjoy
we're
that.
Done here.
Yeah. Bane's ready to go.
Can you imagine, like, if you're, like, a college basketball junkie and you're, like, trying to watch every game and you're, like, literally that's what the season ended on?
Yeah. The last game with people at it, really?
Like, the worst first half in the history of college basketball.
It was pretty bad, man.
I didn't watch the game.
Well, Kansas State won. They won the last game of the Big 12. They should be Big 12 champions.
Yeah, basically.
I'm just going to say.
Sorry, Baylor.
Sorry, Baylor. Sorry, Kansas. Kansas State gets to win playing the title.
They're conference champions. I mean, conference tournament champions.
But that means they get to go to the tournament.
Yeah.
They can go.
You know, I wish they would have, because they were talking about they should release the tournament field. They should, because, I mean, give the TCU girls basketball team something to hang their hat on.
They get to hang a banner saying they made the 2020 tournament.
Yeah.
Right now, they don't get anything.
They don't mean nothing.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow. Cold blooded, Chris.
Shots fired.
When they first.
They were second in the Big 12.
Not first, you last.
Wow. Golly. Dang.
Oh, man. Shout out to the.
He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Because, first of all, I was actually
you
watching.
You went to some games.
I was watching it on TV. I was watching it live. So, shout out to the women's basketball. That was the best.
I had a great year.
It was the best basketball we've had at TCU since I've been there.
That's probably true, yeah.
Oh, for women?
Period.
Better than the Kenny Hustle year that made the tournament?
Well, they were going to make the tournament, too.
They were second in the Big 12.
Yeah. Think about
it. They were like fourth or fifth.
We were beating everybody.
And should have beat Baylor.
And should, I'm about to say, and could have beat Baylor.
Could have beat Baylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Come on.
Okay, fine. They had the best record in the Big 12
since ever.
Since Dixon was playing.
Thank you. Dixon was playing. I was actually going to call
you. Probably since Sandora Irvin.
I was going to call you that night.
Okay.
The night, because TCU was playing Georgia Tech on ESPN.
Yeah.
Did you watch it, ESPN?
I watched it live, yeah.
Well, I'm saying.
Oh, they did a replay. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I was going to call you that night, and I was watching, and I was like, this is the best TCU boys, men's basketball team that we've ever had.
Easily. Well,
since Jamie Dixon won the conference championship.
Well, yes, since the 80s.
So since the 80s, I was watching that team, I was like,
that was a really good team.
Alex Robinson, you have J.D. Miller. J.D. Miller was actually a very key piece.
Yeah.
That was
underrated shooting guard.
There you go.
Yeah.
You ain't no freshman Desmond Bane.
Desmond Bane.
I was just about to say Desmond Bane.
Kenny Hustle, Vladimir Brozovic.
Team, man.
That was a good team.
We got to
mention Brandon Parrish too.
That was a very good team.
The one who brought out the feels at the end of the game.
Oh man, I was crying.
Yeah.
I was sitting on my couch crying watching the end of that game. Like, no, seriously. Like, when Josh Paris got the dunk to end the game.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Paris.
Pretty cool stuff.
I was like, oh, my God. They called him Kenny Hustle on ESPN. Are you kidding me? That's me.
Shout out to Billy Wessels.
Shout out me, right?
Billy climaxed in the land at the end of that game.
I did. Oh, dear.
It's so beautiful.
Recently?
Have anybody laughed recently?
Yeah.
Like, at an open mic?
Period.
A couple minutes ago. I mean, you guys laughed.
Well, I laughed before you got here.
The last 22 minutes, you guys have been chuckles.
I mean, outside of you.
Yeah, I do okay. I mean, I've been in my dog.
Did you go to
yesterday? I don't want to get sick. I did 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I've been every week except for this past Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, I've actually been killing it. Come watch it sometime.
So it's me, not me going. So it's me not going.
I think so, because you not that you embarrass me. You are like a professional, and I'm like, man, there's a professional watching me.
He's an
a
hole.
I gotta look. You're not an a hole. You're very supportive and kind and generous.
I try to be, but he made me an a hole right there.
That's not true. How did I do that? You put it's like I feel like I gotta perform better because you're there, and I crumble under the pressure.
Oh, ouch!
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, man,
thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I enjoy your jokes.
Thank you. Well, hopefully we get to do that again soon.
You selling in like a month shirt? Or so?
Am I selling the shirt?
It's a dope shirt.
You like it?
I love it.
Yeah, it's a very nice horn.
You know what
shirt.
You need? You need merchandise.
I need merch.
We do need merch.
Yeah.
You need merchandise.
Okay, we sold shirts before.
Okay, go to TCU Rivals and look in our merchandise.
There's a pro shop. You should buy stuff from the pro shop.
Is that?
But it's all TCU gear.
We need something.
You need Purple Menace podcast.
We need something with our faces on it.
If I can find an old one, I'll give it to you.
I'll
I was going through my closet.
I want a new one.
Okay. we'll design new ones then. That's fine.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, that's fine. It used to be a big hit.
We got to wait.
No, here's the thing. No. It was me, Jeff, and I think Matt might have still been there. I don't know if Matt had left or not yet, whichever time Matt was around.
Shout out to Matt Jennings.
Matt's had a couple iterations in the podcast. No, we designed shirts, and we sold them. We sold, I think, 50 of them for like $10 a piece. And we were going to pocket it, but it was when the Houston floods happened. It was in 2016 or 2017.
You should have pocketed.
And no, we gave the check to Marcus Sloan.
Oh.
We gave him the check for his, like, because he's come on the podcast a couple times too.
Yeah.
We gave him the check for his Houston basketball academy
all
or whatever.
Of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're like good people, dude. Yeah. I went to the Goodwill. I went to Goodwill today. I've had nothing to do. I cleaned up my closet today. I took what I wanted to Goodwill. I gave it away.
You took your trash to Goodwill.
Yeah,
trash.
They're
trash. You took your old stuff.
They're high quality 4X and 5XL shirts that I'm never gonna wear again. Hopefully.
Can we talk though about the new flood of Houston Tears that's going on after Bill O'Brien doing a heck of a job managing that franchise?
Astros are cheaters.
This is a great time for Houston sports.
This is a great time to be a Houston hater.
Did you see the Rockets owner yesterday? He canceled any paid time off for people that work at his hotels and restaurants.
Excellent.
Like, good because
of what a classy guy.
Great guy.
Just Houston people are amazing.
Just a good guy. Just a good guy.
He canceled all PTO. So
that makes me sad.
So who cares if you're sick or whatever in this corona? Ha ha. You can't work and you don't get paid.
Good news is the Rangers facility will be ready.
That is
now,
true.
Now it will be ready.
It will be ready.
Now it's raining outside. Yeah, it's been flooding. Like, it's been crazy.
Whether or not first pitch happens, the stadium will be ready.
Here, guys. So,
with the corona?
Which is when everything would like. It rains every day since we've had to stay
inside. Here's what I think.
Like, okay.
Here's what I think.
Government controls the weather too.
No, here's the thing. All
right.
I got my census in the mail the other day. Oh. Keeping us in till we fill up the census and send it back.
Oh, now we're really trying to get a count.
I'm just saying. I think so.
Tired of y'all lying.
Ironically, the number is going down as the corona hits people. But we can
we're not going to have accurate data.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I got the census in the mail.
May I tell me how many people in your house?
Yeah. Y'all stuck. And they'll lift the rona. You keep it until you fill this out.
Like, they're going to get census data from...
Hit the button.
They're going to get census...
They're going to drop some locusts now. Locusts got to come next.
Did you see that?
They're locusts?
In Africa?
Of course
they are. In Exodus?
Oh my God. So Africa is in... So you know what? We're going to be the first media outlet to report.
Obviously.
So Africa...
I'm here for all your news.
I think especially East Africa. Let me... I don't know. Is under attack by locusts.
You just described the Egyptian plagues when Moses was there.
We're talking billions. But
in East Africa.
Billions of locusts?
Billions. Oh, billions. We're not talking millions of locusts. Billions of locusts have invaded Africa.
East Africa locusts.
Nobody is saying anything.
Well, the boils come
hundreds
next.
Hundreds of billions of locusts swarm in East Africa as of March 10th. This is
I'm not playing with you guys. I'm talking billions. Of locusts.
There might be all in this picture.
Oh, God.
That picture is crazy.
Go Google it right now.
Again, podcasting is a visual medium.
So, guys, let me show you this. It's a guy with a baton fighting roughly a billion of locusts.
He's taking his chances.
He's full swag gear with a baton
outside,
out. He's got his billy club out.
Who's the dude taking that picture, though?
That's what I'm... What a dude. He's like National Geographic. He's not helping.
He's like, I don't even care.
Yeah, he's in a tent. He doesn't give a chance.
He's got locusts in his eyeballs and in his ears.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. So, locusts eat their weight every single day.
Yeah.
So, if you have a billion, hundreds of billions of locusts eating their weight every single day, they're tearing up the economy right now. So,
man, when the firstborn starts dying, then it's really going to hit the fan. That's just a locust.
It's like a yellow grasshopper.
That's what I said. I was like, so you're talking about a bigger grasshopper? I mean,
yeah, but they could, like,
except for they savage your props.
Right. There was something else crops. That happened, too, nobody's talking about.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. CEOs of company. So,
oh, yeah, stepping down.
Bill Gates has stepped down. The CEO of Walt Disney has stepped down. Hulu, the CEO of Hulu has stepped down. We're talking like 20 or 30 CEOs have stepped down in a month.
Well, the stock market's like cratered.
No, but this more.
Well, but this happened before
down
things
to,
really.
To create some kind of team.
Oh, they're gonna make like Avengers.
That's literally what I was thinking.
That's like a
Bill Gates is Captain America. Elon Musk is Thor.
Iron Man.
Bill Gates is more Professor X energy.
You know, Bill Gates, Professor X. Let's do this. Let's run through this.
So these guys in the Marvel Universe super team. Now some billionaire super. Now I don't know what they're doing, but I'm just saying there's a reason they all step down at the same time, and it's not because they're lacking of money.
Well, yeah,
they're
no.
good.
But
Bill Gates will be straight for a while.
One of my buddies shared on Instagram somebody saying, like, man, I hope that the 2020s are like the roaring 20s. And then it's like the world says, okay, so you want a massive stock market crash? Oh, well, no. Oh, and you want a global pandemic? Oh, no, I don't want that. And all the bars are closed. Drinking's illegal now. Yeah. No, stop!
This is the 1920s.
It's all for real, man.
The Great Depression.
History's doomed to repeat itself.
Welcome. Well, we need 100 years.
We'll be fine in 100 years.
I was
probably.
About to make a bad joke. So
we'll be fine in 100 years.
I'm so happy.
Whatever it is, I'm glad you. Oh,
God.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
I think I know where you're going. Yeah. I think I put it together now.
Jeez.
Who am I going to
work
for?
You can make that joke.
Who am I
going to
work for?
All right, so we got the CEOs as Avengers. They're locusts destroying Africa. There's a hidden virus. There's flooding.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There was an earthquake in Utah.
Oh, it is.
Oh, that's right. I saw that too. Yes. Yep. The world is ending.
Let's just see. I'm gonna click on Yahoo and see what's trending.
And just see what's going down.
Let's see what's happening in the world right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We talked about TCU. So
yeah, just, the rest of this is just.
Yeah, the rest of this is real stuff here.
Obama's Ebola czar virus will explode within weeks.
Ebola?
Well, this is the guy that apparently stopped Ebola.
Oh.
This is exciting.
More than half of all Californians could be infected?
I thought they were. My brother's been real sick lately.
Surgeon General, we need to get Kylie Jenner?
We need to get her.
I don't know what that means.
She's the cause of all this.
It wouldn't surprise me.
She's the spread.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got her.
We got her. False news. Jason Bourne. Apparently Trump was about to tweet that Tom Hanks died, and someone stopped him.
All opinions,
Mr. President, no,
are not represented by any
by the Permanent Minutes Podcast.
Dude, Trump needs a get back coach for Twitter. He needs a get back coach.
Yeah,
someone who's gonna like pull on it.
Sean McVay got to hold him. Yeah. I think he does. I mean,
or just a filter, just like somebody who's like,
Or he just needs to take the next 2 weeks off, like the rest of us. just take some time off, put the phone down,
just relax.
Go to your golf or stay outside as much as possible. Go be around lots of people.
Purple Menace Podcast.
We're having a good time.
Who are you voting for?
You know what did suck about the election, though? It's like, whoever you voted for, like, they dropped out, like, if you voted Democrat or whatever.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
If you voted Bloomberg. Like,
that's why early voting is stupid.
He spent $500 million. He could have gave everybody $1 million.
That's how math works,
yeah,
baby.
You see that? Is it Fox News that said that?
No, it was...
like, MSNBC or something.
Yeah.
Someone was very proud of that.
He could have gave everybody $1 million. He has $500 million.
He could have given everyone, like, $2.
Yeah, exactly. It's like $1.60.
Yeah. Oh, news people are dumb. Come to the Purple Menace Podcast for all of your
Purple,
all your news
for everything. We talk about everything.
The internet's
new song.
The internet's only TCU podcast.
What I watched was, see, we're watching things on the hiatus. Right before Clint got here, I finished watching Guava Island. Have you seen that? Childish Gambino, Rihanna.
See, I was wishing that you were watching.
Is this Netflix?
It was on. It's an Amazon Prime original.
Oh, wow! Oh, yeah. You're big time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna pay you. Here.
No, it's basically like a 50-minute Childish Gambino music video.
Oh, wow!
Yeah,
the real ones.
I like Gambino.
The real ones.
All the younger listeners.
The real ones.
To some people,
watch Gullah Gullah Island.
Yeah, that was
not Guava Island.
Yeah, that was after my time.
Sure. Narcos Mexico.
Oh man, what are you watching?
I was just about to ask. So quarantine movies. What's your quarantine?
I have watched
your series.
I've gone
what's
through
your series?
My series.
Your quarantine series.
Like if I had to, I haven't started a new series, but like if I had to watch
there you
one
go.
Over
your next one. What's your next?
Breaking Bad would be like I've already watched it through twice.
Okay,
so I probably won't watch. And within the last like 2 years, I'll probably
always
watch
solid.
It. But Breaking Bad's my favorite show of all time.
Clint? Speaking of which, Better Call Saul is really good.
Yeah, I've watched the first 3 or 4 seasons on Netflix. I'll probably watch that next.
I haven't been binging anything lately, but I did just finish The Witcher, the first season of The Witcher.
Oh, is it good? Is it worth it? What
well, review? Here's the thing. If you have any familiarity with the books or the video games, it's pretty good. But if you come in cold, like knowing nothing, it's going to be so damn confusing for you. Because like I watched it with my wife, and she was like, okay, now who's this? And what's happening here? I'm like, hold on, I got to Google it again, because I already forgot. Yeah.
I've watched just as much as you have. Yeah. Why are you asking me these questions?
No, but I had, like, I've played the games. Like, I have familiarity with the characters. So, like, but even then I was like, oh, shoot. Because they have, like, 3 competing timelines happening at the same time. So, it's a lot. But it was good. It
we're
was
in,
a
we're in the darkest time.
Is there any Ozarka fans?
I love Ozarks.
Is it
it's great.
It?
Oh, yeah.
I drank an Ozarka before the podcast.
I had a bottle of water earlier because I bought 3,000 bottles of it.
You did? Oh, no, really?
Of course I did.
I see all the packages of noodles you have laying around.
I have roughly 10 sweet potatoes that I bought today at Central Market. By the way, if you need to go shopping, go to Central Market. They still have everything.
Yeah, oh, for sure, because they're expensive.
Except toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's true. But they don't have any toilet paper.
Who has toilet paper?
Nobody.
Somebody is hoarding it in, I don't know, one of these neighborhoods.
The day. I'm good for at least 12 days. But but I'm good for a while.
I'm on the train of just using the restroom and taking a shower.
At the same time?
whatever you have to
do. Like a
whatever.
Like quarantine secrets.
Like a reverse bidet.
You know, I got
quarantine confessions.
Yeah.
I got a hookup for organic toilet paper. If y'all are interested,
so,
yeah.
So leaves.
Yeah. I'm growing them. I'm growing them in my backyard.
We've all seen a lot of memes lately, guys.
Actually, I got a guy who sells them one like one ply at a time.
Yeah.
How much is that? He's got him in a trench coat.
First hit's for free.
I double ply.
You get another one and come back.
First hit's free.
I'm just glad we're getting some
human contact. I just want to taste.
I think we haven't had any human contact in a while.
That's the problem. I haven't had a hug in a minute. I haven't had a hug in a week.
We can come and hug you.
We're going to have a...
Let's all go hug.
Yeah, we're going to have a group hug at the end of this.
We're actually and doing then we're all gonna podcast die. From our own rooms. We're not even.
This is some great teleconference.
We're self-quarantined. Yeah.
Man. Shout out. Actually, we were originally planning on getting Frogs of War here for the mega crossover. Then Chris I want to do the show. It's like, all right, we'll bump Frogs of War. We'll see how we see you guys.
Savage. But maybe Chris next week, though. Maybe next week.
But that was going to be a quarantine special, like Google Hangout situation.
Oh.
Having Chris in the room is much better.
Are those guys funny?
I don't know.
No,
I don't listen to their podcast.
You shouldn't. Just Purple Man's podcast.
What podcast? This is the only.
We can get all your news, your breaking news, your hot Africa news.
Hot Africa news.
CEO Avengers news.
You would never hear this on Frogs of War.
No, absolutely not. They're afraid to talk about these topics.
We'll get deep.
We'll go anywhere.
Next week we're going to talk about Martin Luther King's
speech.
We'll
go where the stew.
We'll break it down in this.
Speaking of Africa news, we didn't talk much about Coach P's safari, actually. That's TCU adjacent.
This young man loves the safari.
He loves Dude, I'm jealous. I wish I could go on a safari. It seems cool.
But Coach P just doesn't seem like the guy who would just be
he doesn't.
By nature.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You know what I mean?
He doesn't.
If I didn't know him, I wouldn't think that. Yeah. But it's following like his social media tendencies last couple years.
When his earth picks.
I'm just saying, like, if you just met him yesterday, and then, you know what I mean, you see him, like, posting on Twitter, you're like, who is this guy who loves lions?
And Lion King.
Here's the thing. So last spring camp, we talked about the new uniforms because he guess what he watched on the way back from Africa?
Black Panther.
He watched Black Panther. He goes,
you said White Panther?
No,
that's the direct to DVD sequel.
I can't take that from you.
White Panther. In other words, Florida Puma.
Yeah. Florida Puma.
It's Florida Man.
Yeah,
outside
of Utah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying. So he watched it on the way back last year, and then we got the new uniform. So who knows what's going to happen this year?
Utah strong.
Yeah, Utah strong. Keep Florida Man strong.
Oh, dear. Oh, Utah strong, though. They did post highlights of Jerry Hughes today on social media from that 2009 Utah game. That was good memories.
Would you play in that game?
You were there because I was there.
Utah.
09 here, game day? The game? No.
No, the one we killed them in 09, yeah.
I was right there when Lutcher knocked himself out. I was over there like, come on.
when he forced the fumble.
Waving
him. I was like, oh, bro, that was a heck of a play. Good job. I was on there. The quarterback ran like, he shook me on one play.
So Wynn? Is Iowa Wynn? Is Isaiah Wynn? Is that the quarterback there?
Was that with the short? It was,
something Wynn. I can't.
It was for a white guy.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm telling you, man, that 2009 game,
that was the best time I've ever had in my life.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, is because they had a question, TCU Athletics did, like, what's your favorite memory from Amon Carter Stadium? And I'm like, it's that.
Why was
this is why not to fall down.
So are you in this play?
Watch.
Your own
Which
man.
One are you?
I'm the guy who talks noise to the guy who falls down.
Way to catch yourself.
Watch.
Yeah. So the guy falls
down. In front of my own man. And so...
You can find this on YouTube. Take Into the Woodshed, TCU versus Utah 2009.
Jacked. Oh, gross.
Jacked. See Malcolm Williams.
That's you.
Tanner Brock.
Give it a second.
Oh, I saw 33.
There he is.
There you are.
Oh, my God! I don't know who these teams are, but this guy, watch. Oh, Utah man just got jacked. TCU. Come on. TCU should be in the Big 12 now. I'm just telling you.
Profit.
Video from 2009.
Oh, he knows.
Black.
Buck.
That's you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I jumped right on mine. I was like, good job, what?
That video has 7,059 views. I'm at least 7,000 of those. I watch that play a lot.
Oh, you should just go watch the, like, YouTube version. Oh, bro, I know where all my plays are.
All right.
YouTube. Oh, you want to do that?
I have YouTube.
Do
why
you
not?
You want to do that?
No, just type in Chris Gardner, and then what's going to happen?
No, go Chris Gardner. Go San Diego State TCU 2011.
San Diego State TCU.
That was your senior year.
Facts.
Yeah.
Do you know, is it the one that's 10 minutes long? Is it the one that's 6:41?
I recommend we don't play a 10-minute YouTube video during the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. We're not going to play the podcast at all. Actually, I'm just showing
these guys. We're just going to listen to all of Chris Gardner's highlights.
The 30-second interval.
Wasn't the game we won like 48-0 or something like that? 49-0?
No.
No?
Which game are you talking about?
San Diego State.
Oh, this one's here.
Mm-mm. No,
2010 was here.
2010, yeah. That was the last game in old Amon Carter Stadium.
That's when we had.
We beat them by like 5 or something.
Yeah, because we were blowing them out, and then out of nowhere, they were just like Ryan Lindy got hot.
Yeah, like, they almost ruined the Rose Bowl season.
Yeah, and they San just Diego start State. Coming back on us for no reason.
Well, this highlight is from GoAztecs.com, so it is a. There's a lot of run. Oh, yeah, it was 40-35.
That's
with
what
4 minutes
they left. Came back for no reason. Yeah. They just were like, hey, y'all want to play now? We were winning like 45-20, like, you know, 17 or something like that.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, y'all want to get serious? And out of nowhere.
And we were like, no.
Kept scoring. We were like, okay, I think they're going to beat us. And then luckily the time ran out.
Yeah.
So the game was 5 minutes longer? They're not going to the Rose Bowl?
Very well might have, yeah.
Wow.
Go look at what the score was in like the second.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, I swear it was like 45-17 or 42-17. And the only thing we got was a field goal or something.
It's 37-14 with a minute left in the third quarter.
We were blowing them out.
Yeah, so we got one more score. Yeah. We got one more score then.
That's what I'm saying. We were like, yo, we're done with these guys.
They hit a bomb. 37-21.
And they just start scoring.
40-21 with 9 minutes left.
Yeah. That was a high anxiety sideline.
Dalton threw a pick with like 7 minutes left or whatever. This would be reading highlights from a highlight video.
I feel like Wayman had a really good game that day.
Yeah. Well, have you seen like a bunch of athletes are doing this? They're watching their old games and like talking about them. You should do that.
I don't have time.
You had so many highlights.
I actually
understand.
Have a job. They don't have to work.
Most of America isn't working right now.
They don't have anything
you
to do.
Jerk. You
no,
jerk.
They're fine. They're millionaires. No, but
not me. I don't have a job the next 2 weeks. At least 3.
What?
There's no sports to watch. My gym's closed. I have nothing to do.
Well, you know what? So shout out to my car bank or whatever, whoever's financing my car. They said I don't have to pay my car note for 100.
Oh yeah. Hey, do you have Ally?
Ally.
Yes.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay our car.
You can defer your car payments.
For 120 days.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, you got to go in and you got to go request it, but you don't have to do it.
The millionaires are. Yeah. Chris Gardner can still pay his.
I mean, I'm
well,
good.
Shoot, I'm going to push mine back.
I plan to do
that. Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, that's something.
Purple Minutes Podcast.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to know.
I'm just here to drop knowledge, bro.
The more you know.
So we don't think Kevin Samuels going pro?
No. I mean, he can. He's more than welcome.
He can.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
All right. So you want to do some Twitter questions? You want to keep talking?
Let's do
nonsense?
Twitter questions so I can.
Shall we? Shall we?
So you can make more money so you can pay your car note? All right. Everything is futile at King of Snacks. Best quarantine snack?
Crack. No. I'm
crack.
Those cookies you had earlier. What's 42 minutes?
No, 42 minutes. Okay.
You,
I was just seeing where we were
longer?
At. No, I was just seeing where we were at.
Does it feel like
best
it's
quarantine
flying by?
Snack?
Yeah, what's your favorite snack?
Popcorn?
I think a Goldfish right there. Anything about Goldfish?
Popcorn.
Cheez-Its? Cheez-It bowl?
Butter popcorn.
Does ice cream count as a snack?
Sure.
Oh my goodness.
I love ice cream.
Those Tar Heels cookies you made for us. Those were delicious.
Popcorn and ice cream. I actually stack
popcorn and ice cream.
I have 2 cartons of ice cream.
Mm.
Popcorn and ice
cookie
cream.
Cookie 2-step.
Oh,
the blue ones.
Oh,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
The blue one. Oh, that's all I eat. My daughter loves
exclusively.
Cookie cream. I eat cookie 2-step.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
You got your life figured out.
You
can afford 2 quarts of ice cream, guys.
Two.
Not just
two
one
little,
at a time.
Yeah.
What about with your popcorn? How about some M&Ms in there?
In the popcorn?
In the popcorn.
You put like sugar, do you put sugar in your grits?
No.
Okay.
I put cheese in it.
Okay. Well, doesn't everyone?
I knew you ruined it somewhere. Okay, so M&M's in popcorn?
Yeah, like you go to a movie, you get a thing of M&M's, think of popcorn, you pour some M&M's in there, and then you get a little salty, a little sweet.
It's kind of like a trail mix situation.
A little bit like a trail mix situation.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do we just change your world? Do you like M&M's?
I love M&M's.
Yeah.
And I love popcorn.
Get like two M&M's, like a handful of popcorn.
Let me tell you what my problem is. I don't confusing my taste buds.
Oh, man. See, that's all I do.
If I'm eating popcorn, if I want something salty, I want something salty. I don't want something salty and sweet. I mean, I guess a lot of people do. I love caramel popcorn.
Yeah.
So
that's salty and sweet.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that
counts. I'm a caramel popcorn guy.
Okay.
But I will not mess up my butter popcorn. My butter popcorn stays. You know what I do? I cut up probably like 1/4 tablespoon of butter.
Yeah.
Put it in the microwave after I've cooked my butter, and I pour it on
drizzle.
Top.
Yeah.
I'm that kind of butter guy.
No, have you been to a movie theater lately?
Yes.
Okay. So like,
well, before the quarantine.
Yeah. Before they were all closed.
BC,
not recently. No.
BC before Corona.
Yeah.
Let's keep up with that. I'm very proud of it. Patent pending.
Yeah, that Kenny Hustle. Nice.
Yeah. Right. Very proud of that one.
Yeah. But you mean BC or now?
Yeah, BC or now? Yeah, clearly not BC. Yeah, none of us. Yeah. None
I
of us.
My hands like.
But no, you take. You get the popcorn, and then they have a little butter dispenser. You put the straw in the butter dispenser, so you get butter deep down in the popcorn instead of just on top. Oh, I just told you that.
Game changer.
Games change. Whoa.
Because you know what I did? I would cook. So what I do is I make two bags of popcorn. I make one bag of popcorn, then I put the butter on it. Then I put the other bag of popcorn in there, and then I put some more butter in it, shake it up real good, and I put the butter on top.
Oh, see, that sounds good.
You see what I'm saying?
You're thoroughly buttered.
I don't have time for M&M's.
Call you a dinner roll.
See, what I like to do.
You're right, you don't have time for M&M's.
I like to post up on the couch and just unwrap a stick of butter and just munch on it.
Oh, wow.
This was Iowa thinking of ever.
No, I do not do that.
Go get a bale of hay and just hang out. Butter and hay. Watch the wind go.
Yeah.
That's where we're at nowadays. How does not having spring ball affect player and coaching development?
It doesn't. No, not. No, it just slows it down a little bit.
Yeah, it just slows it down.
Luckily, everybody's going through the slowdown. So it's not just us going through the suffering.
But do you think it affects the younger players more than the older players?
Yes.
For sure.
Because they're at home doing nothing.
Yeah.
Trust me, they're not working as hard.
So like Kari Coleman, who's like a freshman, shows a lot of potential. He's the defensive end who set the sacks record in the state of Louisiana.
It depends on how serious they are. And this is going to show how serious they are. If they went home and got better,
they're serious.
But realistically?
Probably not.
They don't know how to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, everybody, but it's not just our rookies getting pushback. It's everybody's rookies getting pushback. So, it's not going to be, we just look bad and everybody else, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to even out.
It is a level playing field. It's not like sanctions.
There you go.
I think getting that 1 week is going to be helpful, though.
Yeah.
Brian Banks, Abby Banks, 2121.
What's up, B Banks?
You have to be quarantined for 2 weeks with one TCU player, former player, or coach. Who do you choose besides Chris, obviously? Now, we'll break this up. We'll do player and former player and coach because it's...
Okay.
Because we got nothing else to talk about.
Well, I'd go with my roommate. So, roommate.
Who's your roommate at the time again?
Well, it doesn't matter. Whichever roommate.
Whichever roommate.
My first roommate was Kelly Griffin.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I actually call him roommate. So, that's necessary. When Griffin, I say okay. roommate. So, Kelly Griffin first, and then Tank and D-Loop. Tank and Darryl Washington.
Greg McCoy was one of the first that came to my mind, and Blaise Foltz. I would totally hang out with Blaise Foltz for quarantine. I'd probably come out jacked afterward.
Yeah. No, they'd be putting Kenny Kane. They'd be using you as a point guard.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get jacked.
Yeah. Yeah. I would definitely put Kenny Kane in there.
Yeah, Kenny Kane would be good.
Friend, like off the football field.
Give me a current player. I know you don't know him crazy.
Yeah, we don't know these guys.
Yeah, I don't know him, so I mean. In the non-weirdest way possible, probably Max Duggan or
Walla.
Or Walla, so I can give him, like, nuggets.
And you can talk Louisiana with him.
I wouldn't even talk about
him. He talks real New Orleans.
But I wouldn't. I'm not
I love him. I love
him. Dude, I would want to chill with Ardarius Washington just because he's the bomb.
He just seems like
it. Yeah.
He seems fun. He really does.
Yeah.
So I'll take Walla now. Former player, I guess Andy? I don't know. I'll be basic.
Not really.
Well, we were talking former players a second ago.
I know y'all were, but I think Andy's going to be way more basic than those guys.
I was just about to say, I mean, if you want to have a mellow time, it
would
be great.
We'll YouTube yoga videos and be doing that on the floor. He'll be very limber when all this is done.
Still my guy, though.
Give me.
What do you think he's going to wind up when all this is done in the NFL?
Jerry, I would definitely hang out with Jerry. I hang out with Jerry Hughes already. So
you think he could go to the Patriots? Andy Dalton?
Yeah. I mean, who couldn't go to the Patriots? Patriots don't have a quarterback. Cam Newton go to the Patriots. You know what I'm saying?
Give me Sammy Baugh. Just like drink whiskey for like this whole time and some like stories? Yeah, some stories. You
know, like Gary Patterson. GP, we never played, but you know what I mean. Or maybe one is like Dan Sharp, somebody like that. You know what I mean? Somebody.
What about the strength coach?
Don Summer.
Coach Summer.
He never played, but Dan Sharp
never played.
No, not TCU.
Oh, UTEP. He played at UTEP.
Dan Sharp played.
I was thinking of like
Sharp. Big
well,
Z,
Summers played.
Big Summers played at UTEP.
Big Z will be a good hangout.
He played at UTEP.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of like played. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Jeremy Mockins.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Zarno Fitch. Give me Zarno Fitch. Yeah,
Big Z.
All day.
Big Z would be a fun. Big Z would be a good hangout for sure.
Wallo can play in 4 games in 2020 in redshirt and be back in 2021. Which 4 games would you play him in?
The big one?
Yeah. Baylor, Texas, Baylor, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State.
What do you like about that? What do you think about that idea?
College football playoff game.
Save him for the end. The Big 12 title game.
Big 12 title game.
The two playoff games. Yeah. What do you think about that idea, though?
He would never do it.
No. But wouldn't it be awesome having 2021? Yeah.
Hey, you should say like, hey, Garrett Wallo, you want to be a part of a national championship contender? You stay around
one more year.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
Hmm. What if it's like a minor? Say like he breaks a pinky or whatever. And he chooses to take a medical redshirt.
That would be a blessing for us, but
that's what I'm saying.
Not good for him.
Not good for him.
Get money, man.
Go get paid.
Forget us. All
right.
Yeah.
We're gonna want what's best for TCU. We're not gonna care. No, go make your money.
Bayou City. If you could build a 6-man football team using players from a current team, how would you make the cut? And it has to be Iron Man. So basically, 6 players that play both ways.
Off
the current Frogs.
Who's the corners?
Keon Stewart.
I mean, give me Garrett Wallo as one of them.
Noah Daniels.
I was just about to say Garrett Wallo, Keon Stewart.
Ardarius Washington and Trey Murray.
Ardarius Washington. Anybody who's like a mixture or like
Ardarius. Like Washington catch everything.
Ardarius. And who's the safety?
Trey Merrick.
So Washington, Merrick, Wallo, Duggan.
And Keon Stewart.
You got to find 2 more people. Do you want anyone
online? Do you want any Tay Barber? Tay Barber is one.
But do you want anyone to?
You have to have 1 O-lineman, right?
I think you have to have 1 O-lineman.
Okay, then whoever is the center.
Corey Bethley.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The squad I got.
but Jacquez Orles play a snap with ball, whatever.
No.
Fair enough. I like that idea, but mostly from the defense. If you had to pick 1 uniform from any era to wear every game, what would it be?
Oh.
And Bayou City says he picks the 09 Utah game.
That's a really good one.
That's the best uniform ever.
That's a really good one.
I think we all lean that way. Or
the Rose Bowl.
I'd say the Rose Bowl one, too.
Yeah, Rose Bowl was pretty great.
Sick.
Yeah.
Because of the type of purple pants.
Dude, I love, though. Man, I love our white jerseys now with the horns on them. Yeah, I think that's a good look.
The all icy white. But everybody looks so slow in ices to me.
Yeah. I agree. But I would go Rose Bowl or the 09 Utah one. All right, last question from Bayou City. What is your quarantine all-time games to watch? Let's say 1 per day of the week. Sounds like he wants us to pick the 7 games.
Cheez-a-bowl.
Rose Bowl. Rose Bowl, Cheez-a Bowl, Alamo Bowl against Oregon.
Yes.
Alamo Bowl. I don't like the first
half. Boise State in 2011.
Fast forward.
Boise State in 2011.
Okay.
That was a good game.
How about when any of the times we knocked out A&M in baseball?
Oh, not this, just football.
This doesn't say football.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'll take the A&M game here that went like 13 innings and we walked it off on them.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I can watch the Georgia Tech game a couple times.
Yeah, I would say that one. I'd say that one.
Us winning the trophy. Good one. The Ole Miss Peach Bowl.
Peach Bowl.
Get anything with us winning a trophy. The Baylor game, no.
The rain one? Is that what you were going for?
I was 2015? Just about to say 61.
No,
the 24.
I have never watched that back. I've never watched it back.
That was the second.
That was like I mean, as a teacher, even as a teacher, it was still.
It's the second best game I've ever watched.
It was a great game.
Oh, or the Texas Tech game in 2015, the tortilla tip. That's a really good one too.
Okay, maybe that one then.
Yeah,
that would be a dope, just because we won. But
yeah,
a game that we've lost. That was my favorite game that we've lost. That 61-58 game was unbelievable.
Yeah, but
I cannot
because of what it meant 2 months later.
Yeah, I cannot put favorite and 61-58 in the same sentence.
75-72?
Yeah, man.
Baylor this year, 75-72.
Just watch that.
Were number two in the country.
Watch
in basketball?
That Desmond Bain cross on repeat.
Yeah. Best play I've ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah. Besides the Jeremy Curley punt return against Colorado State.
That was a good one, too. 2009.
Yeah, yeah. But what about the. No.
Still haven't seen an individual play. Now, the Josh Doctson catches were great.
What about the. Was it Boyce against West Virginia? Who was against West Virginia? Had like the 96.
Yeah, that was Josh Boyce. Yeah.
Boyce?
Still won the best play.
But that got you bowl eligible. Going for two against Boise?
The best play I've ever seen
was Jeremy Curley punt return.
Fam, he shook like against Colorado State. And, oh, yeah, that's all I needed to see.
That's all you need to see?
Best play I've ever seen live. But, oh, no, the second best. Well, I don't know. The best play I've ever seen offensively, best play I've ever seen defensively, was when D'Lo hit the wide receiver crossing from Utah. It was deemed an illegal hit, but it was what I played Madden for years.
I'm watching
hit that I've done on Madden for years.
If it's on Madden, then.
Wait. So which?
Yeah, number one on the SportsCenter top 10.
SportsCenter top 10.
Yeah, come on.
You'll see me on the sideline here in a second.
The greatest play I've ever seen in person. To where I was like, wow.
That's very Reggie Bush USC era juking.
Wow.
There's my shoe.
This right here. This right here.
When he juked three guys in a row.
Come on, man.
Jeremy Curley was the truth.
Utah Darrell Washington hit on the receiver Jordan Reed. He was coming across the middle on a slant pass. They were going towards our tunnel.
I don't know if that'll. It won't. That's gonna be much harder to find.
All you have to do is Utah versus TCU that year. 2009. Utah TCU 2009.
Oh, okay. So the 2009 game.
Yes.
What part of the game was that in? Do you remember?
Like the third quarter.
That's gonna take a lot of time to get there.
Let me.
Frogs of War has the whole game up.
I would find it for you. I swear.
Oh, Jordan Wynn was their starter.
Jordan Wynn.
Not Isaiah Wynn.
No. But they're
I got you.
More like Jordan Loss.
Got you in the third quarter there.
Let me get you there, bro. The best hit.
This has been some great podcasting.
Yeah, we didn't even get to my game, man. We filled up this whole thing. We'll do it next week.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We had fun.
it was a great podcast.
it was a great podcast we had. And Chris is still looking for highlights.
Oh, I want that hit. Because that hit.
Let's have a retrospective. Man, that was a really great podcast. Did y'all enjoy it?
Honestly, I think it was a good podcast.
Yeah.
It was fun, if nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's not much. People in this time of need,
yes,
they need entertainment.
Hey, and we are here for y'all.
And this is a podcast I think they'll be talking about for years to come.
I think you're right about that.
I think episode 222, two is my favorite number.
Oh, yeah, okay.
22 is my lucky number. 222 is the best number.
Is that this one or is that?
This is 222.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. Because if it's 221, then this is like national championship.
Then they'll be like, well, you were wrong. And it's pointless. But I'm pretty sure it's 222.
Okay, can we talk about how Darrell Washington was the best linebacker with TCU history?
I thought it was Chris Gardner.
No, he's the, I'm I would the say, best person. But like, I'm talking about the best linebacker of TCU history.
Darrell Washington and Tank Carter, I'd say, were my top two. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a monster. That's why he played in the NFL for a while. Mm-hmm. Is he officially retired?
Tank?
He kind of got forced to retire because he had a lot of domestic violence stuff going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
I thought it was steroids.
It might have been that, too.
Did I find it?
I thought he got popped for steroids. I'm pretty sure he got popped for steroids.
No, he got popped for something completely different.
Something different from steroids? Fair.
Oh! My God! My God! Bam! Please. You're about to see what the.
Please what
don't
I'm
doing
that
about.
Puzzle, though. I've worked very hard on it.
Billy's been
My
working on it.
Very hard on it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay.
Okay, so it's this next play?
It's in here. Oh, it's I knew it was the third quarter because they're going this way. And I watched it, and I was like, bro, that's a hit that you only see on TV.
So go to Frogs of War.
Is there some volume?
Yeah, we can listen to it.
That one loss was, of course, last year's 13-10.
Darrell Washington was the greatest linebacker in TCU history.
Calling card was that guy right there, Jerry Hughes, and the rest.
Tank Carter was the most famous. That's the next play after this.
The next play?
Yes. Tank Carter was the most famous. Darrell Washington was the best.
I don't have any problem with that.
Because Tank had the best play in school history.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's different from being like the best overall.
Yeah, the best play when he wasn't doing his assignment, actually.
Chris gets up and leaves. He doesn't want to watch this play.
features four down linemen, two linebackers, and
you're watching the news. He's an animal.
Typically plays like a safety.
Mind you, this is his guy. This is Dale Washington's guy.
In the slot. Slot
receiver.
Yes.
Corner blitz coming.
Just destroyed. You're looking for 316 in the third quarter.
Frogs of War has the whole video. 2009 TC versus Utah. 316 on the third quarter. You'll see a monster.
2 hours. 2 hours into the video.
All shoulder, bro.
How is that illegal?
All shoulder. Tell me that's not the hit you see on Madden.
Would that be targeting now?
Oh yeah. Just because it was so hard.
Oh yeah. It was all shoulder though.
Love it. Yeah, all shoulder.
But it, I mean, oh,
boy, is not. Hey, look at old boy though. You know what I'm saying?
Woof.
So, woof. Make sure y'all go watch that. 316 TCU versus Utah 2009.
From the best game in school history.
2 hours into the video.
The best game. It's at the 2 hour and like 4 minute mark.
2 hour and 4 minute mark.
That's why I feel like we're at there in the Purple Menace podcast.
See, everybody talks about Lutz hit because it was famous. That hit though, bro. That hit I've never seen. Okay, besides DH.
What about the Marvin White Great White hit?
That hit was savage.
That was probably number one.
And that was another one that. He didn't lead with his helmet or anything.
This wasn't a penalty either. This was.
Back then it wasn't.
Well, no, but this was what year is this?
2006.
It wasn't that.
They didn't have no
rules
back
then. This game was on the OLN.
They didn't have any hit rules back in 2006.
Look at this.
Explosion.
I got hit by
I was at that game.
It's
I got
way...
hit by a car that day, and it wasn't even that hard of it. That's a true story.
I was at that game.
The close-up is when you really see it.
But I still got hit by a car that morning.
I was right up there sitting in the small fan.
Again, as I said...
I was in the north end zone.
For the Utah game, I was definitely not in the student section with a bottle of whiskey. Definitely not. Absolutely not. Didn't happen.
Silence.
Boom.
Yeah, see, it's all hands.
It's all shoulder.
Yeah. That's the best view right there.
God, I think
and you see his D-Lew, head snap back.
Because D-Lew got him, man. D-Lew is my favorite. Because when I'm playing Madden, I'm playing linebacker, and if you run a slant route, that's happening.
That's what you're getting.
That's why I'm getting that. And so it was like, damn, that was like a movie. But anyway, it's been fun.
Peace. Peace out.
Follow me on Instagram at KRGFunny.
And follow me on Twitter at Clint_Foster55.
Any shows coming up?
No, I don't actually. Just stay at home, stay safe. I might do a virtual comedy show.
Ooh.
Ooh, who's thinking? $3 to get in. Just cash at me. I'll let you know. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at KRGFunny for more updates.
There you go. At Billy Wessels at TCU_Rivals. We'll talk to you guys next week. Probably with the Frogs of War crossover event of the century.
And we're going to have stuff to talk about.
We'll have stuff to talk about. Maybe. Probably not. It could be just like this again.
Still in a puzzle piece.
Please don't.